Inflation slowed further last month, continuing a sharp drop after the biggest spike in 40 years. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge shows prices rose just 0.2% from November to December, a number broadly consistent with pre-pandemic levels. It's a trend likely to be welcomed at the White House, where President Biden's re-election bid could hinge on his economic stewardship.
Experts from the time I got elected were insisting that a recession was just around the corner. Every month there was going to be a recession.
Instead, the latest numbers suggest the economy is achieving a so-called soft landing, where inflation falls back to the Fed's 2% target without a recession. The central bank's projecting it'll start cutting interest rates this year after sharply raising them 11 times in 22 months. Sagar Meghani, Washington.